A new Congress begins tomorrow, and that means former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan will be sworn in as Alaska's 8th U.S. Senator since statehood. Sullivan spokesman Mike Anderson says guests for the event include Sullivan's family, Governor Bill Walker, and several state legislators. On the other side of the U.S. Capitol, the entire House of Representatives is to be sworn in tomorrow, but Alaska Congressman Don Young won't be present, says spokesman Matt Shukaro.
Yeah, unfortunately, the congressman, his older brother, just recently passed away. It was something that was, you know, unexpected and very sudden. We are saddened to hear that news. And unfortunately, the congressman will be absent this first week of the new Congress.
84-year-old Russell Young of Meridian, California, died a few days ago after a brief illness, Young's office says. The congressman lost a younger brother in 2010. Shukaro says Young will take the oath of office next week, likely on Monday.
I think the Alaskans understand that he's dealing with a personal family matter, and he's excited to return here next week and to be sworn in and to get back working on the issues that are of concern to Alaskans.
Young will miss the vote selecting the Speaker of the House. Republican John Boehner is expected to retain the gavel in what could be a close vote. Some of the more conservative Republicans have turned against Boehner, primarily for not fighting harder against President Obama on immigration. Shukaro says Young would support Boehner over the other names that have surfaced as potential rivals. With the Republican takeover of the Senate, Alaska Senior Senator Lisa Murkowski becomes chair of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. She'll immediately be in the national spotlight because the Republican leadership has decided the first bill it will take up is the Keystone XL pipeline. Murkowski has scheduled a hearing on the bill in her committee on Wednesday, and as chairman, she'll manage the debate on the Senate floor.